Buying or selling real estate can be stressful. After all, it's not any old house we're talking about. It's your home. So when it's time to buy or sell, you want to make sure your search is in capable hands. That's why we turn to Angie Cole and the team at A. Cole Realty. You've seen Angie featured on HGTV's House Hunters. Realtor Magazine named her one of the top realtors in the country. And Just Ask Us, the numbers back her up. So listen up as we cover all the ins and outs of buying and selling a home here in the Triangle. It's time for The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
Thanks for joining us this week on The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole. Walter Storholt here with you, and we have a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking about some of the agent personalities that you will find out there as maybe you're looking for a real estate agent to work with. This is going to be a part of the show where we just have a little bit of fun. We're going to be talking about the hot mess, the Barbie doll, the corporate behemoth, and the dabbler, maybe a couple of other personalities thrown in as well. What you can expect from those kinds of personalities in the real estate world, and I think there's, you know, kind of some pros and cons to each of those, and we'll get Angie's opinions on all of that. Plus, a little later on, we'll give you the listing of the week and this week's success story, all that and answering some of your questions as we walk through the show today. But first, let's bring the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty onto the show. Angie Cole, thanks for being here this week.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Good to see you, and what's going on in the real estate world?
Yeah, I know last time we had discussed about how the holidays are a great time to sell.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to point that out. This past week, we actually just in a week put 4 sellers under contract.
Wow.
Yeah, so the market is still ever moving. And they always say that the holidays are the times that the serious buyers are out. And that is so, so true. Just to point out, the homes that we put under contract were in all different areas and price points. We had a Fuquay at $500,000, 2 Raleigh homes, 1 at $700,000. The other one at $340,000, and then also a Durham home at $230,000. So all price points, all areas are still selling. You know, overall showings might be down just a tad bit, but those serious buyers are out. You know, I'm finding that a lot of them need to be in a new home right before, right after the new year. So not a bad time to sell your home for sure.
It's kind of one of those quality versus quantity things.
It's so true. You know, I'm always in every market, no matter what time of the year, there's always buyers out there in the market. And remember, as soon as you approach into the spring market, there's automatically going to be more inventory. So people then can cherry pick. So take advantage of there being actually a little bit lower inventory, even though we're still in a very hot and great market, because, you know, the holidays definitely are a wonderful time to put your home on the market because they look the best and they also more than likely will get a contract.
Here's a reminder if you want to get in touch with Angie Cole to talk about buying or selling a home here in the Triangle, 919-538-6477. That's 919-538-6477. If you're in Raleigh, Durham, in one of the surrounding communities here in the Triangle, great opportunity to touch base with a realtor who knows all the ins and outs when it comes to buying or selling a home in the area. 919-538-6477. That is Angie's cell phone. You can call. You can also text her and establish some communication that way, and she can go back and forth with you to talk a little bit about maybe what you're going through, if it's looking for a home to buy or maybe selling your home here in the area. Again, 919-538-6477. And you can always find her online by going to acolerealty.com. And Cole, by the way, is spelled C-O-L-E. So it's acolerealty.com. We're going to kick off this week's show by getting some great questions from listeners in the area. And we'll start with a question that comes to us in Garner from Eddie. Eddie says, my girlfriend and I are thinking of buying a home together. We hope to get married one day, but she wants to live together before we take that step. Financially, is it a good idea for us to buy a home together, knowing there's a chance things might not work out together? Uh-oh. You don't sound too confident there, Eddie.
Eddie, yeah, this is a tough one, and it's not my job to be a marriage counselor in any way. So, you know, my only, I guess, feedback to that one is, be sure that this is the right move for you. I honestly would tell you, Eddie, I would prefer for you to continue renting if you're not sure if this is a maybe forever. Also, remember, whenever you go to buy your home, if 2 people are buying a home, both people must approve the sale. And if both people aren't in agreement, that can be a huge disaster and just a road or a path you would not want to take. So, of course, you know, financially, is buying a home a good investment? No doubt about it. But just make sure that you take the right steps at the right time.
Is there a train of thought to where maybe Eddie, if he can buy a home that is just under his name, and then, you know, you can make that change later on. Is that a little bit safer route to take?
That's 100% a safe route. I've actually helped many, many people with that scenario. You know, you, of course, you don't want to have that discussion with your significant other at this time that, oh, let's just put in my name for this reason. But you might be able to work around that. But that is very true, because in North Carolina, if you, you know, then are married, it will take one to buy, two to sell. So Eddie, you know, even if you buy this home alone, you're the only one on the mortgage and on the deed. If you and your girlfriend currently end up getting married, when you go to sell down the road, she automatically has 50% ownership in that home. But that might be a safer route to take, is only putting the home in your name, Eddie, because it's definitely a great time to buy. It's also, like I mentioned, you know, financially the better route in regards to just renting. So don't let your, I guess, relationship hold you back. Go ahead and make those moves, but maybe just put in your name for now. And then also, you know, once you get married, if, you know, she wants to have a little bit more part in it, you could always get her name added to the home as well. So that's definitely a better route to take. I would agree.
Eddie, we're reading a lot into a two-sentence question here. All joking aside, good luck in your relationship there. And you probably aren't having big doubts, just the way the tail end of that question was worded was funny. So appreciate you letting us pick on you a little bit. But it is a good question. A lot of people do go through that consideration and view it as a solidifying moment. But at the same time, you do want to be careful. If there is the chance that it won't work out, you don't want to put yourself in a really bad position.
That's very true.
Good question, Eddie. Thanks for submitting that one. Harriet has a question in Willow Springs. Harriet, it's a little bit of a long one here, says, I've lived in the same neighborhood for more than 40 years, and now I'm looking to downsize. Unfortunately, while my neighborhood is in a good location, it's an older neighborhood, and some of the homes have not been well kept through the years. I'm worried this will affect the resale value of my home. Is that true? And if so, is there anything I can do? My home is well maintained, and I completed a substantial renovation project about 5 years ago.
Yes, Harriet, this is definitely a tough situation. I've heard this question a lot. Definitely, your next-door neighbors or other homes in your neighborhood can definitely affect your home sale. I actually have one of those situations right now, a home that I have listed in Wake Forest. We're having such a tough time getting it sold, and it's not because of the home that I have listed, but it's the surrounding homes in the neighborhood. All too often, I'm getting the feedback from the showing agent that my clients decided not to even enter into the home and view the home because they didn't like the drive driving up to the home.
Oh, wow.
Because of the surrounding homes. So in regards to what you can do, Harriet, I'm not sure if there's an HOA in your neighborhood. If there is, maybe reach out to the HOA, maybe try to get them a little bit more involved to help tidy up the neighbor's yards. If there's not an HOA, unfortunately, you know, I don't know that there's much you can do. If you feel comfortable enough speaking with the neighbors, maybe knock on their door and maybe kindly ask, or maybe even offer the help. Hey, if I have, you know, a landscaper to come over to your home and maybe spruce it up, would you mind me doing that? Because I'm looking to put my home on the market and trying to get top dollar. And that's one of those situations where some of us love an HOA and other ones, you know, prefer not. But the only time that an HOA or not having an HOA could give us that setback is in one of those scenarios. If you're trying to sell your home and maybe the surrounding neighbors don't, you know, give as much care to maybe the cleanliness and how their home, you know, looks.
Yeah, or can put distracting structures up next to the property line. I mean, it's pretty fair game when you don't have those HOAs as protection. That's the other side of that coin, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, another thing you might be able to do, of course, I would need a view your home in order to give you direct, you know, feedback. But maybe putting up a fence, you know, maybe a 6 foot, you know, tall fence, maybe some cypress trees, maybe to kind of shield, you know, maybe one of the neighbors who their home is less attractive. But in the long run, yes, that could definitely affect your resale value.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good question, Harriet, and hopefully you can find a solution to that problem. It is a tough situation, and others do go through it, as you just heard from Angie. A reminder, if you want to call Angie or text her to talk about buying or selling your home, 919-538-6477 is the number, 919-538-6477. We have one more question here from Cliff in Rollsville. Cliff says, I've recently begun the process of buying a home, and it's been hard for me to reach my realtor throughout the process. Simply put, is this a red flag I need to consider as I work with this agent?
Yeah, Cliff. I mean, I would definitely say that's a huge red flag. You know, I would treat, or you need to treat, a real estate agent just as if you would treat your doctor. If your doctor was being non-responsive, if your doctor was not getting back to you in a timely manner, do you think you would continue working with that doctor and speaking highly of them and feel confident that they're looking out for you in your best interest? And that's the way that a real estate agent should handle their job and their profession. You know, they should always put the client first, be very responsive, and, you know, also get back to a client in a timely manner. So if you're having issues in the beginning, I can only assume the same problem will continue. And although, yes, it's important when it comes to, you know, putting your home on the market or looking for a home, but also one of the most important times is actually the contract to close, because, you know, we could get your home under contract or we could help you with going under contract, but handling the contract to close and everything on the back end, if your realtor is not on top of that and handling everything in a timely manner, you will end up delaying closing. You'll miss your closing date. And there could just be so many hiccups that come along the way. And so you just really need to make sure that you're working with someone who you feel like is representing you like you should be represented.
There is so much communication that goes on. I remember buying my first home. Oh my gosh, if I went back and counted the emails and the texts and the phone calls, I mean, probably at least 300 or 400 emails just over the course of from beginning to end process, and, you know, many, many texts in between. And this was, I guess, you know, before texting is even more prevalent as it is now. But what's a reasonable expectation from your perspective as a realtor of the turnaround time for a response? Because you've got a lot of people, a lot of demands. You're probably getting questions all hours of the day when it's convenient for a buyer or a seller. So what would you deem as sort of a reasonable turnaround time for response?
Yeah, I would say definitely within 12 hours. My team, you know, I tell them if an email has come in that day within working hours, you need to respond that day. You know, make sure that your mailbox or your, you know, inbox for email is empty. Also, any voicemails that you have on your phone, you need to respond to them that day. If something comes after hours, that's okay to follow back up the next day, but definitely within 12 hours, there's no reason that any client should have to wait longer than that.
Yeah. So that gives you a little bit of a guide there, Cliff. Again, if you want to buy or sell a home here in the Triangle and you need some help, Angie Cole is your savvy realtor here in the Triangle. The number to call or to text to get in touch with her and the great team at A. Cole Realty is 919-538-6477. That's a 919 area code, 538-6477. That'll put you in touch and allow you to have a conversation about what you're looking for in a home or what you want to get out of your home through the selling process. Angie could come out and have a complimentary seller's consultation with you, analyze all the ins and outs of your home, and go over all the details. 919-538-6477 is that number to call or text. One more time, that's 919-538-6477. Stay tuned, much more coming up on today's show. Up next, we're going to be talking about some great personalities we find in the real estate world and what you need to know about folks who kind of fall into these categories. That should be a lot of fun. That's coming up next right here on the Savvy Realtor.
There is nothing more important than a good, safe, secure home. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter once said that. And North Carolina's own Billy Graham said, "Nothing can bring a real sense of security into a home except true love." It's evident the home plays a crucial role in shaping a family. If you're looking to buy or sell in the Triangle, make sure you find a home that will foster a loving environment. Come in for a visit with the team at A. Cole Realty. Call or text 919-538-6477. That's 919-538-6477, and always online at acolerealty.com.
It's time to get to know your savvy realtor just a bit better.
Well, this is the part of the show where we like to get to know Angie Cole a little bit better, away from all the real estate talk, and we just kind of throw a random question her way each week to find out more about her personality. And this is kind of an easy one. Well, although it's harder for some people, Angie, I don't know. We'll see. What is your favorite food? Pretty simple one this week.
Yeah, Walter, my favorite food by far is sushi. I think anyone who knows me, they know that is my favorite food because we probably eat it at least twice a week. I'm not sure that is too healthy for me, but we absolutely love it. It's funny because when I was younger, I despised anything seafood. But then I realized that it was kind of the cool, trendy thing to do to go grab sushi with your friends. And so I forced myself to eat it, and now I'm absolutely addicted to it. We love, love, love. It's a place called Warargy's.
I've heard good things about that.
Yes, just a local place, been in business forever. They're always packed full, so that means they must have really good sushi, and they do. It's right there at the intersection of Durley Road and Glenwood Avenue, and that is just one of those staples that you cannot go wrong. So, yes, my favorite food by far would be sushi, and specifically tuna. Love tuna.
No wonder we get along so well. I love sushi also. What is your favorite roll if you had to pick one?
There's one at Warargy's, and it's called the Mary Roll. It's kind of like a shrimp tempura, and then on top it has the tuna mixture, kind of a little bit of a spicy tuna mixture. Oh, delicious.
Awesome.
I might eat sushi today.
You're making me hungry. Yeah, let's go out and get some sushi later. That sounds great.
Yes.
That is Angie Cole's favorite food here on Getting to Know You, the great part of the show where we get to find out a little bit more about her. And what do you know? Big sushi fan, Angie is. Much more coming up on today's show. Stay right with us. You're listening to The Savvy Realtor.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Old ones, new ones, big ones, small ones, fixer-uppers, and move-in ready houses. If you can dream it, it's probably out there. That's why Angie Cole and her team at A. Cole Realty are here. They want to help you find the right home for you and your family. Tap into their buying and selling expertise by calling or texting Angie right now. 919-538-6477. Call or text 919-538-6477. And always online at acolerealty.com.
In the age of Trulia, Zillow, and the hundreds of other realty websites, it's hard to know where to begin when buying or selling your home. Keep listening to The Savvy Realtor to learn how to cut through the online clutter.
You're listening to The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole. This is the show that helps you learn all the ins and outs when it comes to buying or selling a home in the Triangle. We're talking with Angie Cole, the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty. Cole, by the way, is spelled C-O-L-E, and you can find her online at acolerealty.com. Angie has been featured on HGTV's House Hunters. Realtor Magazine named her one of the top 30 under 30 realtors in the country a little while ago, and you can get in touch with her by calling or texting 919-538-6477. That's 919-538-6477. Well, Angie, we have identified here on the show a few personalities of real estate agents across the country. People could fit into this. We won't limit this to just local folks. We're not trying to pick out anybody in particular here locally, although maybe there will be some little subtle hints here and there. We won't go too deep into that, but this is just going to be a fun segment, I think, to talk about some of these personalities. But before we even get into talking about the personalities, kind of what sparked this was a little article that we came across recently that talked about some of the top identifiers of a real estate agent. And I kind of think of the Jeff Foxworthy, you might be a redneck.
Right.
You might be a realtor. And one of the things on the list was, you might be a realtor if Starbucks is three of your seven favorite restaurants.
That one is so true. And everyone picks on me. If anyone knows me directly, they know that I love, love, love my Starbucks. I mean, they tell me I need to have stock in Starbucks. And if I ever stop drinking, Starbucks is going down. My tall peppermint mocha is a must every single morning.
It's a big hit if you ever stop the habit. You might be a realtor if your monthly cell phone minutes are almost in six figures.
100% true. If you do not have a lot of cell phone minutes, then you're probably not an active real estate agent, because I am attached, or my phone is actually attached to my hip at all times, and it seems like it never stops ringing.
By the way, for those of you who love a kind of behind-the-scenes peek at what happens on the radio show, Angie is sitting here not only in between segments, but in between questions, is banging out a quick text or email in between the questions on the show. So, yeah, I can believe that when that's
can't get behind on my email. So,
that's right. Another sign you might be a realtor: you come back from vacation to find thousands of voicemails clogging your inbox.
Oh my goodness, this is the most stressful thing ever. I remember we recently took a vacation, and where we were located, the voicemail wasn't working.
Oh no.
Yeah. So, I mean, luckily I set my voicemail for anything of importance, you know, to call one of my listing managers or contract close coordinators. Sure. But yeah, still, my voicemail was 100% full because, of course, you know, clients will be calling.
That's too funny. And last but not least, you might be a realtor if your business card photo is at least 7 years older than your most recent Facebook photo.
That and that one cracks me up. We all too often see those realtors where you meet them face to face and then you look on their business card.
Yeah.
And I promise you, it could have been a photo for a good 30 years ago. I know personally, my business card is a picture from 3 years ago, but it's tough because we have to, when we get a new headshot taken, you have to update your business card, your signage. I mean, it's not cheap to get a new photo put up there, but yeah, that's a fun one.
And we talked in the past, too, about how your face is your business. And so if people know you from one particular face, I mean, that's like any other business changing their logo or even changing their name.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's all about branding. It is true because your logo is your brand. Also, your face is pretty much your brand, too. So if you have very long hair, maybe, you know, blonde, and then you cut it really short and go dark, people might not notice you.
Right.
So it's true.
Yeah, it's a good point. And it is funny how you can recognize a realtor by those kinds of identifiers. Pretty funny. So that got us thinking, what are some of the, you know, more fleshed out personalities that we see in the real estate world? So here are some of the realtors to look out for. And maybe we can say that these are realtors that you might want to avoid. These are agents that you might want to steer away from. Maybe we don't take it that far, but let's just kind of walk through some of these. And the first one to list is the hot mess. Who is the hot mess in the real estate world?
Yeah, I mean, that's someone who is going to be, or sadly, just unorganized. It seems like they can't get things together. They don't respond to you in a timely manner. They're not meeting the deadlines.
Like Cliff's realtor from
earlier. Oh, poor Cliff. I'm sorry. They're, you know, just not one step ahead of you. You know, it seems like they don't have their life together, so of course they're not going to be able to help with getting your life together. So those are the type of realtors that can be definitely difficult to deal with. It might be almost more of a stress during the buying and selling process to work with a realtor, you know, like that, unfortunately.
Yeah, when buying or selling a home, you really want to count on that real estate agent to be there for you. And the hot mess, although they might be personable, they might be fun to talk with, they might be someone that you could identify as, boy, we could be best friends. If there's not that level of communication and consistency, that can be a problem.
Yeah, and I know in real estate, we all always talk about the different types of personalities. For example, you could have the very like bold realtor. Mm-hmm. You could have the fun, energetic, outgoing realtor. You could have those that are very detail-oriented. You definitely want to make sure that you find a realtor that has a little bit of everything. You know, you don't want someone who's going to be too pushy. You don't want someone who is just going to be fun all the time, but not take care of the paperwork and make sure they're dotting their I's, crossing their T's. So make sure you do not get that hot mess who just can't keep you moving in the right direction towards closing.
And that's actually another good point back to Cliff's question from earlier on. Yeah, maybe it's just a few missed emails or a little bit of lack of communication early in the process, but think about how that's kind of a gateway to bigger problems down the road when it comes to, like you said, crossing the T's and dotting the I's, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, when it comes to representing a client, it's not just helping them find that perfect home. There's so much that happens on the back end to make sure that they have a smooth and seamless process and they actually make it to the closing table and in a timely manner. And it be fun, you know, because if there's all these hiccups and there's just things going wrong, that just causes so much stress and that's not going to be a fun process.
Maybe there's a great personality there, but if they don't have the right systems in place to handle the technical details, can lead you down a bad path. So beware of someone who appears to fit the bill of the hot mess. I like that one. What about the Barbie doll? What is the Barbie doll realtor?
Yeah, I mean, I would say the Barbie doll realtor, they look perfect. They might have that perfect business card. They look like they would be well put together, you know, the perfect model. But, you know, I think it's one of those people who might be focused more on the correct marketing budget. You know, they're not necessarily looking out for their clients and their best interests. They're more just worried about themselves and maybe their appearance and how they look to the realtor world and not so much focused on their clients.
Okay, very interesting. That's the Barbie doll of the real estate world. Let's go through another personality here. This would be the corporate behemoth. Who is the corporate behemoth and why is that a bad one to maybe work with?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of those people who, unfortunately, you're just a number to them. Mm. You know, it is, all right, we got another deal. Let's move on to the next. Let's move on to the next. And, you know, you want to make sure that your realtor is really looking out for you and your best interest. You know, you're not just another number to them. You know, they want to make sure that you are extremely happy about the home that you're buying, or, you know, they're being comforting when maybe you don't necessarily want to sell your home, but you must sell it. And I have a great example of how I definitely was not this person in a transaction. We actually had a home in Youngsville, put the home on the market that day. We actually had a full price offer. All of a sudden, my sweet client, she came to me and said, Angie, I can't do it. I can't move. And I said, you know what? That's fine. Because I was not focusing on what my commission, how much money I just lost because we did not put our home under contract. I just said, her name's Pam. I said, Pam, I said, you know, it's most important to, you know, me that you're moving when you want to make this move, that I'm not pushing you in any sense. So we took our home off the market. 2 years later, she came back to me and said, all right, Angie, I'm ready to make this move. I said, are you sure, Pam? She's like, oh yeah, we already bought our new home in Pennsylvania. We're definitely moving now. I said, you're ready then. So we put the home right back on the market. Again, home sold super quick. But yeah, just make sure, you know, that someone is really looking out for you and your best interest. You know, they're not, if your home should be listed at $200,000, they don't give you the guidance to list it at $175,000 because that will be a quick sale for them. Mm-hmm. Just really make sure that your agent's looking out for you.
Yeah, that's a great point. And you lose some of that that personal touch when you work with a corporate behemoth, and you kind of almost feel like you get shuffled around a little bit from to maybe kind of the sub agents, and you just never have that interaction. And there's nothing wrong with having a great team around you. I mean, you have buying agents that work with you that develop very close relationships with your clients, right? But there's still the personal connection that you're still involved in those meetings, in that conversation. You're a parent, you're there.
Yeah, that's very true. And that's actually always a concern, not always a concern, but often a concern when I meet with clients. They say, well, Angie, you know, are you really going to be the one that we're working with? You know, we know that you have a team set up. And I say, yes, guys, the team aspect, what that does is that helps me to service you better, because there's so many parts to a real estate transaction that the client never sees. But by having a team help me, you know, I can only service you better as the client. So, you know, with having a team, will you also be maybe working with my contract close coordinator or my listing manager or one of my buying agents? Yes. But I'm always your first point of contact, and I'm always following up with you, making sure that the process is, you know, seamless, smooth. And so often, for example, when I pass a client on to one of my buying agents, you know, then I follow up asking how the process is going. And they were like, Angie, we absolutely love your agent. And I feel like they'd rather work with my agent than me, which is, you know, a good thing, you know, or they wouldn't be on my team. But, you know, we are always looking out for the client, and it takes a team to have a smooth closing.
And that's the corporate behemoth to be aware of. But certainly there are ways that you can still work with a great team, as Angie just outlined for you right there. So again, those are some great points. And that last one that we talked about was the corporate behemoth. So we've mentioned the hot mess, the Barbie doll, the corporate behemoth. And then there is the real estate agent that we can classify as the dabbler. And I think that, you know what, there are probably a lot of these kinds of agents out there.
There is, you know, there's so many people out there that they have that entrepreneurial spirit, which is wonderful. But real estate is not one of those things that you should just do part time. It's not like you are selling, not to downplay, but like LuLaRoe clothing or doing one of those kind of triangle pyramid, you know, selling items. I don't know, maybe like the Body by Vi, that sort of thing. Real estate is a full-time profession, just like a doctor, a dentist, a teacher. It's not something that you just dabble in and you know everything. Also, just like being a teacher, a curriculum, those, you know, are ongoing and changing. You know, being a dentist, I was so surprised whenever I went to my daughter's recent orthodontist appointment and they no longer make the molds to put in your teeth for to put in the braces, which I was so shocked. But it's because times are ever changing. They now do it all, not electronically, but kind of virtual.
Wow.
To measure the exact teeth in the mouth. But same thing with real estate. You know, the market's ever changing. Contracts are ever changing. Just the way that you handle a contract to close. And so the dabbler is not going to be the real estate agent that's going to represent you effectively. I, for example, just recently was representing a seller. And actually, these are two different clients I was representing. But I had buying agents come to me and ask me, Angie, can you explain to me the short sale process? Can you explain to me how the short sale works?
Sure.
Another one who explained to me or asked me, you know, Angie, can you explain to me how really a home to sell contingency works? Because my clients are interested in your home, but we realize that you have it as a home to sell contingency. What does that mean? So you got to think as a client, is that really who you want looking out for you in your best interest when you're making probably the largest financial decision of your life? You know, you don't want someone who just is dabbling here and there. You want to make sure that they are active in the market because, you know, once again, there are just new objections, you know, new problems, also just new contract paperwork that an agent always needs to be on top of to make sure that they're looking out for the client in their best interest.
That's a great point. And that, again, is the dabbler, the folks who just kind of hop in and out. And it's interesting because in any other profession, if you knew that somebody was just dabbling in it, you probably would steer clear. You know, if a financial advisor who just does a little bit here and there, but, you know, really has their attention elsewhere, or, you know, like you said, a doctor who's just like, ah, I just dabble in it once a week, that kind of thing. It's that puts you on notice.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times I find that those realtors that are just dabbling, you know, they have another full-time job. And although they might, there's some of those that just absolutely love their full-time job. So there's dabbling to do it on the side. But there's a lot of realtors I know that they dabble because they haven't been busy enough to take that leap full-time into real estate. And so that's my biggest concern is, you know, why are they stuck in their full-time position? Why can't they 100% move on to real estate? And that's because they don't have the business. Well, why don't they have the business? Is it because maybe they had, you know, unhappy clients because they weren't on top of things? You know, there's kind of reasonings behind it. And so you do want to make sure that you are working with someone who not only has, you know, maybe longevity of being in the real estate industry, but also they're active and up to date and in the market. There's many realtors out there who could say, oh, I've had 25 years of experience, but they've closed one home in the last year. That's not, you know, necessarily maybe the realtor that would be probably the best fit for you.
So those are some of the stereotypical realtors or real estate agents. And, you know, you might have an agent who fits a couple of these things or maybe one or the other or, you know, hopefully maybe none of these things and are a little bit more real or a little bit more something that you can turn to. And I guess that's how we'll put the bow on the conversation here, Angie. Who should we be looking for if we're avoiding the hot mess and the Barbie doll and the corporate behemoth and the dabblers out there? And I would label it, I guess, as the personal touch. Is that what we should be looking for?
Yeah, and I would like to say that that's myself and my team. You know, we look out for our clients. We truly are interested in their best interests. We want to make sure that they are finding the perfect home. If it takes showing a potential buyer 50 homes to find that perfect home, that's what our goal is. Our goal is not to get a quick commission check, you know, and so it's, you know, finding that realtor who is truly interested in, you know, why the buyer is buying, why the seller is selling, someone who is active in the market, who truly understands terminology, processes to make sure that it will be a smooth and seamless process. So you definitely want that realtor who has it all. You know, they're well put together. They are active and in the market, and they really have that personal connection and really looking out for you and your best interest. And so with my team, we definitely have that personal touch. We really do look out for you and your best interests. And so if you would like to work with a real estate agent and real estate team that has that personal touch, definitely give me a call. And I would love to connect with you, or I could connect you with one of my buying agents. My cell phone number is 919-538-6477. I am always available. Like I mentioned, my phone is attached to my hip at all times. So you can feel free to call or text me. If you're interested in knowing what your home is worth, feel free to reach out to me as well. I would love to come out to your home for a free consultation. It takes about an hour. I would do a walkthrough of your home. I would tell you more about my team and why we truly have that personal touch, and then go through my marketing plan and share with you comparables and a net proceeds sheet. So once again, if you're looking for a realtor that has that personal touch, Acol Realty would love to be your contact.
And again, that number to reach Angie Cole is 919-538-6477. You can call or text Angie at that number, 919-538-6477. 6477. If you're in Raleigh, one of the surrounding communities here in the Triangle, we get questions and inquiries from all over the area, and Angie Cole can help you determine the ins and outs when it comes to selling or buying a home here in the Triangle. 919-538-6477 is your number to call or text to reach Angie. Take advantage of a complimentary seller's consultation or speak with one of her buyer's agents about what you're looking for in a home to buy here in the area. Maybe both. 919-538-6477 is that number. Call or text Angie today. 919-538-6477. Stay with us. Much more coming up on today's show. This is The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
Reviews are important when it comes to choosing any kind of service in the Triangle. Real estate is no different. So here's another snippet of an online review of Angie Cole and the A. Cole Realty team.
From a single-family home sale in Durham, Angie and her team are professional and are passionate about what they do. They got my home sold in 7 days from listing.
That's another five-star review for A. Cole Realty. Are you buying or selling a home in the Triangle? Have a conversation with Angie Cole right now about how their team can help you. Call or text 919-538-6477. That is 919-538-6477. Who knows? You might be the next one to leave a five-star review. Call or text right now to talk with Angie. 919-538-6477.
It's time for our listing of the week from A. Cole Realty right here on The Savvy Realtor.
Well, this is one of my favorite times of the week. This is what we call the listing of the week, where Angie gives us all the details of a great home here in the Triangle that is for sale. And it's always fun to kind of hear about what is for sale out there. I'm going to go ahead and do something different this week. I'm going to go ahead and give you the number that you will text to get a link of this home, in case you just always, I think we're starting to get people, Angie, who I think want to get the link every week. And so you can do that by texting the word SAVVY, S-A-V-V-Y, to 555-888. Text SAVVY, S-A-V-V-Y, to the number 555-888, and we'll send you a virtual tour and a link to this week's listing of the week. Now, for the actual listing, Angie, what do we have?
Yeah, our listing of the week is located in Renaissance Park. I love this neighborhood. It is a great location because it is just minutes to downtown Raleigh while still, you know, being in the mix of things. Renaissance Park has just wonderful, wonderful amenities. There's a huge community pool, clubhouse, tennis, and a gym to work out. So pretty much you can do everything you need to do within your neighborhood, which is great. And so the address of this home is 888 Cupola Drive in Raleigh. That's C-U-P-O-L-A. So 888 Cupola Drive in Raleigh. This is an N-unit townhome. Everyone loves the N-unit townhomes because they typically are a little bit larger, and also they will naturally have more windows, so a lot of natural light since you are not, you know, inside of two homes. So N-unit townhome in Renaissance Park. We are currently listed at 180, so under that 200 price point. This home is 1327 square feet. It has 2 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. The setup is on the second level. It is like 2 masters. So both bedrooms, yeah, have their own private bathroom. It's definitely a great setup for kind of a roommate situation. You could live there alone, or you definitely could rent out a room to a friend. And it's that great setup because each of you have your own privacy. This home has, when you walk through in the beginning or in the opening, it is a very open floor plan on the main level. So family room with gas log fireplace, there's an eat-in kitchen, there's granite countertops, 42-inch cabinets, stainless steel appliances, tile backsplash, can lights, and a pantry. The refrigerator does convey, so this home is definitely ready to move in. We also have crown molding throughout the downstairs. Out back, there is a patio area and also a storage space just for, you know, outdoor items, maybe your bike. And then, like I mentioned, upstairs, we do have the two separate bedrooms with their own private bathrooms. Also, your laundry room is upstairs, which is super convenient. And once again, just love this home because I love the neighborhood and love the area. This neighborhood's very transitional, and there's a lot of different styles of homes. There's everything from your townhome starting around like maybe the 160s up to single-family homes going up to about 400 to 500 price points. So great area for, you know, the empty nester, those of you with families and with small kids, or maybe you're a young professional and just buying your first home. So once again, the address is 888 Cupola Drive in Raleigh over in Renaissance Park. And once again, if you would like to receive more information on this home and receive a virtual tour link, you are going to text the word SAVVY, that's S-A-V-V-Y, to the phone number 555-888.
Again, that's text the word SAVVY, S-A-V-V-Y, to 555-888. 555-888 is the number that you text. We'll send you a link immediately. You click on the link, and you'll be able to view the virtual tour and find out all sorts of great information about the home that way. Again, this home is at 888 Cupola Drive in Raleigh. And I'll just point out one other thing about this home, Angie, and that would be if you're a pet owner. And I know pet owners sometimes are like, oh, townhome, I don't really have a yard, and it can make things a little bit more difficult. But this being an N unit, there's great grass and green space all along the side of the townhome that's going to kind of serve as your backyard in this home. And there's actually a lot of space to move around and take the dogs out and that kind of thing. So
yeah, that definitely is the advantage of having the N unit, because you automatically get more side yard and backyard.
Yep.
So yeah, great spot within the neighborhood.
It is a nice townhome. And again, if you want to view the virtual tour pictures and more information about this home, get the listing of the week on your smartphone by texting the word SAVVY, S-A-V-V-Y, to 555-888, 555-888. Click on the link that we'll send you, and you'll be able to view this great home. By the way, if you don't have a smartphone but you would like to get the listing of the week, you can call Angie or text her cell phone, and she'll be sure to then be able to email you that link so you can view it later on. That number is 919-538-6477. That's the listing of the week, and we still have much more coming up on today's show. You're listening to The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
According to Money Magazine, Raleigh is the best big city to live in the Southeast. It has great schools, a growing workforce, and affordable housing. If you're looking to buy or sell in the area, let the experts at A. Cole Realty show you why Raleigh is really one of the best places to live in the Southeast. Schedule a time to talk about what you're looking for in a home, or set up a time to meet for a complimentary seller's consultation. Call or text 919-538-6477. That's 919-538-6477. And always online at acolerealty.com.
Now, it's no secret, we all want to celebrate and have success. And right here on The Savvy Realtor, we like to celebrate and share those success stories.
Well, this is certainly one of my favorite parts of the week on The Savvy Realtor. This is what we call the success story, where we get a great story from Angie about a home buying or selling process here in the Triangle that it doesn't even have to be, you know, to completion with a home being sold or bought. It's just a part of the process where there was a great moment of success that Angie and her team helped someone accomplish. So this week's success story, Angie, what do we have?
Yeah, so I always love when we put a home on the market and immediately we have multiple offers and it goes under contract quick. But unfortunately, that doesn't happen for all listings, right? But I have a situation where we actually have been on the market for about 30 days. It is a higher price point, around $500,000. And of course, the buyer pool for a $500,000 home is a little bit less. So we just typically won't get as many showings. And not necessarily just go under contract the first day of being on the market with multiple offers. Well, with this home, we are now at around the 30-day mark. We ended up getting an offer, but it is a home-to-sell contingency, meaning the buyer needs to sell their home in order to buy our listing, our home. With that, you know, typically we kind of, we get a little guarded whenever we see a home to sell contingency, but the buyer that will be buying my listing, their home is located in a neighborhood that I think will sell really, really quick. Well, anyways, we have gone under contract now, you know, waiting for the buyer to put their home on the market and then, of course, hopefully get it sold quickly. But we have all of a sudden received two other offers. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
So, you know, it's one of those situations. I feel like we just listed the home and, you know, it's unfortunate for the buyer who has the home to sell contingency.
Right.
But of course, it's my job to look out for my seller and their best interest. So we actually now have a situation of multiple offers. We have three offers now on this home. We're kind of back to square one and we are actively working on them. So maybe next week I can give you an update on what ended up happening with this listing. But of course, my sellers are beyond ecstatic. You know, they felt like with the first offer they end up accepting, they kind of were only accepting it because they were forced to, because we didn't have anyone else at the moment interested in their home. But it's so funny how once we change the status on the home, all of these random buyers are coming out of the woodworks and, you know, they now are super distraught that the home went under contract, even though it was on the market for 30 days. So I'm just super excited for my sellers. And of course, with multiple offers, you get more for your home. So they're ecstatic.
That's great. And it's interesting that, you know, we've talked in the past about how the strength of an offer is more than just the number. There are a lot of other details that go around it.
That is so true. And that's one of those situations. Of course, I can never disclose what these offers are. But even, for example, I could have one that's a cash offer, one that's financing, one that's a home to sell contingency, and not necessarily the highest price offer might be the offer that's chosen. Mm-hmm. You know, we definitely look at the offer in its entirety to see what is the best offer for my sellers in their situation, because now the ball's kind of in the court of my seller.
Yeah. You have to evaluate risk. Timing issues may come into play. So that's where, yeah, the numbers are the first thing we think about, but there's other things that need to fall in place too.
Very true. Very true. So yeah, I'm excited to see, of course, already my sellers, you know, super excited, but I'm excited to see what the outcome's going to be once we come to terms on which offer we're going to move forward on.
That's a great success story. And hopefully there will be yet another success story that comes from that when the offers are completed and house goes under contract and all that excitement that is right around the corner for those sellers. That is wonderful. If you would like to experience a success story just like this when it comes to buying or selling a home here in the Triangle, reach out to Angie Cole and her team at A. Cole Realty by dialing 919-538-6477. You can text that number as well, and Angie will be back in touch with you quickly to talk about your particular situation, whether you're looking to buy or sell, or just have questions about maybe some things you should be thinking about in the real estate realm. 919-538-6477 is your number. Call or text 919-538-6477. Stay tuned. Much more coming up on today's show. You're listening to The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
Random facts, interesting tidbits. It must be Triangle Trivia Time right here on The Savvy Realtor.
In the next two decades, Raleigh's population is expected to double. And just think what that's going to do to the surrounding communities. That's a lot of homes going on and off the market. Don't be overwhelmed by the population boom and the potential competition out there. Listen to The Savvy Realtor to make sure you avoid the buying pitfalls and learn how to make your house sell for the highest value. Let's get back to the show.
Thanks for joining us on The Savvy Realtor today. Walter Storholt alongside Angie Cole, your Savvy Realtor here in the Triangle, the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty. You've seen her featured on HGTV's House Hunters before. Realtor Magazine named her one of the top 30 under 30 realtors in the country a while back, and she's a top 25 real estate agent in the Triangle. Reach out to her by calling 919-538-6477. You can call or text that number to talk about buying or selling your home. 919-538-6477. Again, is that number. You can also check her out online and submit questions at acolerealty.com. Cole is spelled C-O-L-E. That's acolerealty.com. We have a question here from Claire in Chapel Hill as we come down the home stretch of today's show. Claire says, I finally saved enough money to put toward buying a new home. However, I've enjoyed apartment life, and I think I would miss the conveniences that come with renting my condo. in the long run, is it really that much more convenient and financially beneficial for me to own my home?
Yeah. I mean, like I've said in the past, you know, owning a home is definitely can be an investment. But the biggest thing you have are the tax write-offs. And also, you are actually paying money towards your mortgage, which is then an investment instead of just paying it towards your rent, which will then be, you know, just going down the drain. So you're pretty much living to live there, but, you know, you're not taking home ownership. But also, you know, you need to make sure that you are kind of doing you. You know, and so make sure that if you're going to buy, you know exactly the location you plan to stay, because it's not smart if you don't stay in your home for a couple of years for most areas, you know, at least 2 years, I would say. And then, you know, if you really do enjoy apartment life better, okay. But remember, with home ownership, you get to 100% decorate the home how you would like and live in it like you would prefer and do any type of changes or improvements. So for all you know, it could be a lot more exciting than apartment life.
Yeah, I know a lot of people, I have friends who just never want to buy a home because they don't want to do yard work. And like, I like doing yard work.
Well, buy a townhome. Townhomes are maintenance free. Actually, a listing appointment I went on this past weekend, it is a, you know, very expensive home, about $1 million home. And actually, their yards are maintained by the HOA as well.
Wow. Very cool. So it's a good question, Claire, but I think your advice is perfect, Angie. You know you. You know your own personality and what's going to be, you know, something that either gets you excited or that causes you stress. So just evaluate that as you go through the decision, Claire, but it's a good question. We have one here from Theo in Raleigh. Theo says, I'm preparing to buy my first home. In fact, I've acquired enough money to buy a fairly large home. The ones I've looked at are all between $300,000 and $350,000. However, it's just me and whoever I decide to have as a roommate. Is it a good idea for me to buy a large home just because I can?
It is not a good idea to do that. And that's where, you know, I state we definitely, our team has a personal touch and we're not the corporate behemoth that is focused on the commission check. Because of course, with a larger price point home, we, as far as a commission, would make a little bit more. You know, you need to make sure that you are buying a home that fits your needs. Even if you can buy $1 million home, if you don't need that $1 million home and you'd be completely content in a home that's $150,000 home, buy the $150,000 home. I actually have a great example of this. I have a client who is now under contract in Raleigh, and he bought this really large home, about, like, I think it's almost 3,700 square foot.
Wow.
Single guy. Okay. Not married, no kids, 3,700 square feet. Also sits on, I want to say, is it an acre and a half? So there's a lot of yard upkeep as well.
Wow.
He, of course, had the money to do this. Could have bought one even more expensive and nicer. And he, you know, purchased this home thinking, oh, this is what I really want. He's been there a year and a half. And guess what we're doing now? We have his home on the market and it's under contract. Because he very quickly realized, you know what? Why am I spending all of this money in this
Why am I heating this whole house?
Yes, elaborate home. I use one room and the bonus room. That's about it. You know, so even if you can afford a very large home, make sure that you're buying a home that fits you and your needs, right?
Yeah, that's a great question. Is there an argument, if I can play devil's advocate here, that because my I have some relatives who did something very similar in a different state where they are just a couple, but they bought a 5 or 6 bedroom home, but they said because it's in a good neighborhood and they think the value is going to rise over the years faster than if they'd gotten a smaller home. So they are viewing it from that more investment angle, even though they're not going to have any plans to really fill up the home with kids or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Walter. I think that can be smart, and that's definitely a way to look at it as well. Also, I think there's a different situation when you have a single person who hasn't made those life changes yet, you know, versus maybe a married couple buying a home, and they're maybe buying the home even though they don't need all these bedrooms right now, but maybe in the future they do plan to fill it up. I, for example, my husband and I, whenever we got married, we both owned a home. His home was very, very large. And, you know, his outlook on it whenever he bought it was, oh, I'll, you know, get married, have a family here. Well, of course, me being the lady, I didn't like his taste at all. And so, of course, I made him sell his home for us to buy one that fits, you know, my personality and what I like. But to answer that question, Walter, that can be true. For example, maybe a townhome, you know, typically both 2 and 3 bedroom townhomes sell really great. But typically, I would say more people look at a 3 bedroom versus a 2. So even though if you're a single person and maybe you have one room as your master, the other one as an office, you have a 3rd bedroom, you have no idea what you would do with it. It might be just a collect all room.
Sure.
But from the standpoint of an investment in resale, maybe the three bedroom could be the better route to take with buying, even though you don't really need that space. But from a resale standpoint, it might sell a little bit better than the two bedroom. So it sounds like the same scenario you're mentioning.
Yeah, that's a great point to make here, Theo, and lots for you to consider there. So yes, if it's the difference of maybe a two bedroom home you're looking at and a three bedroom home, maybe there is the argument to go bigger, but don't just go bigger just for the sake of bigger.
Because you can afford it. Correct. Yeah. Yep.
One more question. Let's slide this one in. It's from Eric in Durham. Eric says, I'm looking for a selling agent. What makes you a good negotiator? How do I know I'll get the most out of selling my home by working with you?
Yeah, Eric, that's funny you asked this question because I actually had the same question when I went on a listing appointment recently. And, you know, when it comes to real estate, we always need to be looking out for the clients and, you know, what they really want in a home. But also part of a real estate is being a real estate agent is being salesy. And so when, and especially representing a seller, you know, it's my job not only to, you know, worry about your personal situation, but my job is to get you the highest price for your home and to sell it as quick as possible as two. And so with doing that, I mean, it comes with experience, learning how to overcome objections, learning how to, you know, use comparables to your advantage and maybe use, you know, other homes in the area as a talking point. I definitely, or my team has a track record by far. This year, we're probably going to close right at around like 192 to 193 homes as a team, which is a lot of homes in the market. And then personally, as far as on the listing side, year to date, I've already closed 92 homes. So I can tell you, I definitely have a track record of getting homes sold and then also getting top value for my clients. And that's why we have so much business now, is because I'm getting repeat business and clients who are sending their friends and family my way. And that shows me that I've done a great job for them and I got them top dollar. And that's why they're confident in referring me.
That's a great point to make and great question, Eric. Thanks for reaching out. If you would like to have that negotiator on your side, if you want to reach out to Angie Cole and talk about buying or selling a home here in the Triangle, here's how you do it. Pick up the phone and either call her or text her right now at 919-538-6477. That's 919-538-6477. That is Angie's cell phone. Don't be shy. It's okay to pick up the phone and call or text her at that number. 919-538-6477. Even if you're busy today and it's just as simple as saying, hey, I'm interested in selling my home, want to talk to you about it later next week, just establish that communication with Angie and she can make sure to follow up for you at a time that's more convenient for you. Or if now is good, go ahead and reach out and Angie can help talk to you a little bit more about buying or selling your home. 919-538-6477 is the number. That's 919-538-6477. Call or text Angie today. Angie, thanks as always for the time on this week's show. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds great. Enjoyed it.
And thank you for tuning in. We'll talk to you on the next Savvy Realtor.